Yo, this is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And we have a real life sequel to talk about. And what I mean is a real episode of Real Life now being rebooted. Taylor versus Scooter 2, Electric Boogaloo.
That's cute.
Thanks.
It is Taylor versus Scooter 2. There is no electric nor boogaloo unless you are boogalooing. I don't even know what the word means, so I'm just going to stop saying it and tell you about the story, which no doubt has been covered on My Talk all day. We have not had a chance to talk about this news, which we were alerted to yesterday afternoon that Taylor Swift, it looks like, well, Scooter apparently was tired of seeming like he was the bad guy, so he decided to double down on his D-bag status and sold Taylor's rights to an investment firm.
This is,
wait a minute,
literally next level D-baggery.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I could totally understand if he was like, oh, I am just sick and tired of being considered like, you know, persona non grata with Swifties everywhere because of what I did buying her old record label, or the record label that owned her masters, right? That created a whole kerfuffle, what, a year and a half ago or something?
I mean, it feels like yesterday, but also time is made up right now.
Yeah, it's not really it's not anything to speak of. It's the second time, actually, now in a year and a half that the recording rights to Swift's first six albums, LPs, if you will, because that's what we call them, mm-hmm. which makes us sound 1,000 years old, that include Shake It Off, Shake It Off, and other
which, by
things.
By the way, Shake and Bake should really consider buying that. What? I'm serious.
It's the second time in a year and a half that those songs have, or the rights to those originals have traded hands. And like I said, I could understand if Scooter Braun was like, I'm just tired of being like, trash talked on Twitter by all these Swifties, so I'm going to dump this load and make some cash, you know, on the and just like give them back or sell them back, right? Whatever. No, he does sell them, but he sells them to like this third party, and we can talk about the details of this and what it actually means. But also, didn't just give Taylor a chance to buy them back.
Right.
Right? Like, he could have said, I don't want them anymore, they're too much trouble, but I will like to make some money off of them because business, capitalism, great. But instead, he, like, contacts this outfit called the Shamrock Shake Foundation. It's the Shamrock Group, which I think we need to talk about. But he sells them to this investment firm. And in the details of the deal, it looks like he's going to continue to profit off of these masters for years to come.
This is, so to your point, to put it succinctly, you know, there could be a version of the story that you would tell that would make Scooter Braun maybe look like he was altruistic, or, you know, maybe just was trying to distance himself from this. But no, make no mistake about it. This is him twisting the knife.
Yeah, well, and, you know, that's all, like, wonderfully, like, story-rific. Like, that tells a certain story that people on the internet are going to, you know, blow out of proportion, and he's the bad guy, and all that stuff is, you know, totally fair, fine, because it's what we do in this world. But it's business, blah, 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 blah. She's, you know, a very successful multimillionaire recording artist, and he's a businessman, too. So, obviously, he wants to make money. I don't know what goes into those decisions, but just from like a pure react to pop culture standpoint, it looks like he's a double D-bag mm-hmm. for doing this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, of course, Taylor's not going to, she's not going to let this story go without an opportunity to cash in publicity-wise, right?
Right.
And so she releases, Taylor Swift does, she releases a tweet that has her explanation about how this all went down, and then a copy of a letter that she sent to this Shamrock Group. Put a pin in that. This Shamrock Group, by the way, you know who owns this thing or who's instrumental or one of the people behind this?
No.
Walt Disney's nephew.
Oh.
And if I remember correctly, I just want to get the name because I've now forgotten it, which Disney this is. It's like Earl Disney or something. Roy E. Disney. So that's the son of Roy O. Disney, who is the brother,
I think,
older brother of Walt Disney.
Interesting. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's
that is a family that's doing okay.
Right? Yeah.
In life.
So he, you know, he was the guy behind the buying. Okay, so Taylor responded. You probably want to know what Taylor had to say.
Yes, please.
So she's like, hey, guys, I want to check in and update you. So as you know, for the past year, I've been actively trying to regain ownership of my master recordings. With that goal in mind, my team attempted to enter into negotiations with Scooter Braun. Scooter's team wanted me to sign an ironclad. Okay, I will just boil this down for you.
Thank you.
Essentially, Taylor Swift said Scooter would not even entertain the idea of negotiating for me to buy back my masters unless I signed an NDA, essentially saying that I would never speak ill of Scooter again. Or she implies that that's right. What he said. So I would have to, and she, quote, I would have to sign a document that would silence me forever before I could even have a chance to bid on my own work.
Oh my gosh, did Lena Dunham write this for her?
Yes, right. Said that this is absolutely not normal, and they've never seen an NDA like this presented unless it was to silence an assault accuser. So she's, you know, very keen or astute in, you know, sort of drawing some totally timely correlations.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she, you know, she makes us remember like all the dumb NDAs that, you know, sexual assault perpetrators have made their victims sign in order to get them to shut up, right? So she's saying Scooter wouldn't even talk to me about getting my masters back unless I sign this NDA, and that was clearly a no-go. So then, like, before this deal goes down, I get contacted out of the blue by Mr. Disney's nephew and his friends who are like, hey, Taylor, we're about to buy you and we want to be your friends. We want to make some money with you. Come work with us. Let's partner. Let's make some money. And she was like, okay, that sure. Only one problem, Mr. Disney and friends. I shouldn't say Disney and friends because this has nothing to do with Disney. Mm-hmm. She says, well, it looks here like based on this particular arrangement, you're going to continue paying Scooter Braun for years to come. And like, I'm not going to partner with somebody who's writing checks to Scooter Braun based on my work. Like, I'm not working for Scooter Braun. Mm-hmm. And so she goes, I just politely would like to poop on you and your story and your deal. And also, I just want to let you know, and I love it because she does this.
I'm sorry, I just want to mention that Roy E. Disney has been dead since 2009.
Oh.
Oh,
so maybe
he's not busy with this deal.
No, it's not him personally, but he started
it's Shamrock Holdings, correct.
Yeah.
So I just
I'm still here.
And I really like Taylor Swift.
So his bones are literally like sitting at the
sitting at the desk.
I love that. Okay, so thank you.
Carry on.
So back to the actual story.
Okay.
So Taylor Swift says, like, I poop on this deal, Mr. Dead Roy Disney. I'm not going to make money for Scooter Braun anymore. So she, but what I was getting to was, she goes, and she does this in such a delightful way, quote, I feel the need to be very transparent with you. I will be going forward with my original re-recording schedule and will be embarking on that effort soon. I know this will diminish the value of my old masters, but I hope you will understand that this is my only way of regaining the sense of pride I once had when hearing songs from my first six albums and also allowing my fans to listen to those albums without feeling guilt for benefiting Scooter. So she's like, I'm sorry, I just need to let you know that I'm like totally gonna poop on all
it's
your
like,
dreams.
Tap, P.S. Yeah. I'm still doing this thing. Don't worry about it. And you know, here's the thing. This is what is so brilliant about Taylor Swift in this moment is that, first of all, she did exactly what you said, where she used very timely and well understood corollaries to make her point when she talked about NDAs, but also she will do is tell her Swifties how to react in this moment, and guess what, they will do it,
yeah,
because she has built an army of disciples that will behave in the way that she requests.
So what I wanted to say is, again, just to point out the obvious is so obvious, this is a narrative that she is putting out into the world. This is a story she's trying to tell to benefit her brand, because at the very end of the day, she is a businesswoman who makes lots of money, and she wants to be a successful businesswoman. She also is an artist. Mm-hmm. But more than other artists, she wants to be a successful businesswoman, right? Because she's not an artist who's like, screw capitalism, man. I just want to make my art. Like, of course she wants to make her art, but she is also very concerned about being successful in business and having a like financial legacy. Mm-hmm. So she understands that she needs to tell this story in such a way that it benefits what she's selling, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so it's genius, but it's not like, I just always love that people have this idea that Taylor's just like, I just want what's right, man. I mean, of course, who doesn't? Who, like, what artist doesn't want to control everything that they've created? But that's just not the way it works for 99% of other artists. And yes, she's been a trailblazer, and yes, she has made it possible for other people to you know, maybe gain some control of her work. But at the end of the day, right, she's not doing this totally altruistically.
No, and it can be like a combo platter, right? So, like, it can be, number one, she's keeping an eye on her, you know, bottom line and how she's going to operate as a businesswoman. And she can also believe that she should have control of her creative endeavors. And she can also be keeping an eye toward the brand, which right now is one of sort of women's empowerment and, you know, sticking it to the man. And she can do all of those things all at the same time. But make no mistake about it, she's mixing all those things up in a brew in her cauldron. And this is all part of...
She's an evil witch.
Well, it's all just part of the Taylor Swift that we're going to see churning
she's
out.
She's a success. And can I also just say that I think that she... I don't want to say unfairly, but I think people are predisposed to sort of react to her as a girl / woman, meaning like not a shrewd businesswoman or business person. Like, part of that is because she puts herself out there as a personality. Like, she's just sort of like, aw shucks, ambling through this experience.
Like the girl next door.
You're like, I'm just a girl who's trying to get ahead in the world and men are trying to destroy me. Mm-hmm. Like, she's kind of like using that to her advantage in a way. But it also, I think, is because people are so predisposed to look at her like she's like a teeny bopper. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I think it's so fascinating and interesting, and there's so many layers and connections with, you know, the broader culture.
Absolutely.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens as a result and what this Shamrock Holdings and the corpse of Roy Disney do.
God, that was so good. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, the very alive body of Holly Roberts is going to bring us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. And don't forget, it is time for us to announce a Live for Free name. So be listening when we come back to hear if we call out your name and you could have a chance to win $100 and be entered for the grand prize of $10,000. After this on MyTalk 107.1.
This is a MyTalk Dirt Alert.
Holly Roberts is here with all the dirt straight from Hollywood. But before we get to that dirt alert,
I hate this year.
It is time to announce a Live for Free name. It has been a tough year, and we want you to live for free for the rest of 2020. So, Sherry Workus is this hour's name.
Sherry
Workus, call us back at 651-641-1071 in the next 10 minutes. And if you do, Sherry, you will win $100. And
work it, Sherry.
And you'll be entered to win the grand prize of $10,000. So give us a call, Sherry Workus, 651-641-1071. Put down your Workus and give us a call.
Workus, you better Workus.
Yes. Okay.
Call us right now or you lose this.
Okay, so let's now, while we're waiting for Sherry to call, Let's get to that dirt alert.
Also, if you know Sherry, please let her know.
You know what? Thank you for that. That's a really good point. If you heard Sherry's name and you're like, oh my gosh, I love Sherry. She's going to be so lucky. Call the girl. She's not going to be lucky if she doesn't know.
A limited time window.
Yep. Yes, the clock is counting down.
Yes.
All right. So let's get to the dirt alert. Here's headlines from today. Conan O'Brien is ending his self-titled TBS late night show Conan in June of 2021.
Breaking news.
I was just going to like have like a whole meltdown about that. And then I realized I've never watched it once. Go on.
Well, Conan's not leaving us necessarily.
He's moving
and he's going to HBO Max. So he's going to be doing his travel specials. Conan Without Borders, he signed a deal with HBO Max for a new weekly variety series. We don't have a premiere date set for that. So he's going to still be around. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to answer the phone.
Oh wonderful.
That's our listener.
Yeah.
I was going to say about Conan, one of the biggest sadnesses I had was when he left television network TV. Because I don't know what it was about my ability to be a human. I could not, for the life of me, get in the habit of watching him when he was on TBS, right?
I want to say yes. Or yes.
Originally?
TBS.
Right?
Yes. I think.
Because that was big news.
Yeah.
When he was like the first to go to a cable network.
Yep. Well, and remember, that was after, I mean, there was a whole like kerfuffle after he left his night show. Like, remember the I'm with Conan movement? Like, we all wanted our Conan. And so the only way we could get our Conan was on cable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, he's still on cable. He's still there.
But you were saying that you never, like, you had a sadness because you never got into the habit of watching him on cable. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm still not going to watch, but he's there.
I know. See, that's the thing about it is, like I said, I was all ready to, like, launch into this, like, major sadness about the idea of Conan's show going away.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, like you said, Bradley, I never got into the habit of watching him on cable, even though I watched him. I mean, I did make his show, his daily show, appointment viewing when he was on. What network was he on?
It was TBS.
Conan was NBC. Positive.
No, but I'm talking
day.
About before. Oh, yeah. Originally, yeah. NBC. Well, yeah.
Yeah, because he got screwed by David Letterman.
Right. That's what it was.
Because he took over the. I'm going to get all the names wrong because I don't remember.
Well, like, he got screwed over by Jay Leno because what happened? Jay Leno retired from The Tonight Show, right? The 10:30 slot. He retired. Then Conan filled in on The Tonight Show. Then they only gave him a year on The Tonight Show. They kicked Conan out of that time spot and put Jay Leno back in.
Right.
And that made people really upset.
Right.
Including Conan. Like,
yes.
He had, like, an existential break because of being kicked out of that time slot.
And we were so glad to get him back. And then now I feel bad because I am not
But, you know, that's the way the cookie crumbles, man.
Can we celebrate Sherry for a second?
Let's celebrate Sherry!
Because she called. And because she heard her name and she called in within 10 minutes, she is now registered to win that $10,000 Live for Free grand prize.
Wonderful.
Now we're going to be doing it again two more times today at 4:20 and 5:20. But you have to go to mytalk1071.com to get registered and pick the times of day that you're going to be listening for your name.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations to Sherry. And like Holly said, all the rest of you who are desperate to hear your own name, keep listening. Keep listening.
I mean, I'll say your name, but it's not going to do you any good.
Well, yeah, it has to be at the right time.
Yeah, you got to hear the sounder.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we are going to give you 30 seconds to answer 5 pop culture questions. If you get them all right, you'll win a prize. It won't be as good as the prize that Sherry just got, but it'll be a prize nevertheless. It will be a prize. We're going to play the 30-second pop culture challenge when we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show right here on My Talk 107.1. We are going to give you 30 seconds to answer 5 pop culture questions. We do it every day at 12:30 right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And if you are able to answer all these questions correct, you'll win a prize. It's the 30-second pop culture challenge.
30-second pop culture challenge.
Who's Who's on the phone today, Colleen?
Who's on the phone today, Holly?
Nobody.
We've got nobody on the line, but we need somebody to play the game. 651-641-1071. I don't know why we do this every single day. You know, you could just, like, I don't know, set an alarm on your phone.
It's like clockwork, man.
To call. 651-641-1071.
All the trouble to come up with these questions for you, and this is how you repay her kindness?
Maybe we should try not shaming. Hey, guys, we want to hang out with you and play with you. Will you call?
I feel like you could win a prize today.
Yeah, it's a possibility. It is a possibility. 651-641-1071. I'm going to just, like, play this like we play, like, school, for example. If you're in the class and the professor doesn't show up, you give them, like, I think it's 5 minutes customarily. And if they don't show, then there's no class. So we're giving this 25 seconds.
5 minutes is a lot, I would say.
Yeah. I think you're supposed to give them 15 minutes, but 5 minutes feels like enough for me. But we're going to do like 5 seconds now.
Well, now we have somebody on
the phone.
There
we go. All right. Perfect. All right. Who is our contestant?
It's Lauren.
We've got Lauren on the line. And what is Lauren playing for?
Lauren is playing for this.
A My Talk 107.1 t-shirt.
Yay.
Hey, Lauren, are you ready to play the 30-second pop culture challenge, my dear?
Well, yeah, why not? It may not go great, but I had to call in.
I'm glad you called.
We just appreciate that you showed up. All right, the timer will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. Who was the first host of America's Next Top Model?
Tyra Banks.
Scott Disick was the partner of which Kardashian / Jenner?
Kourtney.
Hugh Hefner was the founder and editor of what magazine?
Playboy.
The character Arthur Fonzarelli goes by what nickname?
I have no idea. The Fonz.
Fonzarelli. Huh? Yep. The radio station WKRP is in what city?
You were so close. I'm so glad you called in. I'm so sorry you did not win the 30-second pop culture challenge today.
She tried.
However, you can try again tomorrow. Anybody can try again tomorrow. Tomorrow at 12:30, because we do it every day at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Okay, the answer to that last question was...
Baby, wonder whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in
Cincinnati. Yes, Cincinnati, WKRP. Yes, WKRP in Cincinnati is the answer to that question. And now that we've answered all those questions, we can move on to solve some mysteries. And we do that in the form of blind items, which Holly has brought for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Okay, a celebrity gossip mystery to solve this afternoon. The tall, illiterate model / former BFF of the singer thought everyone would want photos of her and write lovely articles about her pregnancy. She thought it would put her in demand. It hasn't. No one really cares about her. She had to pay a paparazzo to come and take her picture, and then he had to give it out for free to the tabloids because no one wanted to pay the usual rate.
An illiterate model, former BFF of a singer.
Yes.
Okay, I'm thinking, is the singer Taylor Swift?
Oh, Carly Kloss.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So, let me fill in the blank for you. Carly Kloss thought that everyone would want photos of her and write lovely articles about her pregnancy.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Carly thought it would put her in demand, but it hasn't. No one really cares about Carly Kloss. And she had to pay a paparazzo to come take her picture. And then that paparazzo had to give the photo for free to the tabloids because one wanted to pay the usual rate.
Oh,
pregnant Carly Kloss strolls around Central Park and more. And it's literally one photo.
Yeah.
Oh,
and she doesn't even look pregnant. She's wearing a big trench coat.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the saddest blind item ever.
Who did she marry again?
Are you serious?
Was that a...
She married...
Oh, I didn't know if you were teasing. Josh Kushner.
Yeah. Brother to Jared.
Yeah.
Gerard.
Yes. Gerard. Yes. Yes. So there she is walking in Central Park. If you were wondering what Carly Kloss has been doing with her free time.
Not really.
Just walking in Central Park.
He's just strolling.
Being pregnant and walking.
Yeah.
So proud of her.
Blinded by the item.
So very proud of her. Here's another celebrity gossip mystery. Revealed. So, this disgraced former A-plus list motivational speaker is trying to get redemption by filming his sessions with an NFL quarterback and a wide receiver.
Ew.
Is it Tony Robbins?
And like a Tim Tebow or something?
No.
Is it Tom Brady involved?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And I don't know. I don't know positions.
I'm just going to say it's his alleged housemate, Antonio Brown.
Oh.
So.
Oh, okay, interesting. So.
Tony Robbins is trying to get redemption by filming his sessions with Tom Brady and Antonio Brown.
I don't get it.
Well, that he's just, you know.
He's just trying to
redeem him.
Well, because everybody loves Tom Brady. And if he can, like, hitch his wagon to Tom Brady, then maybe, just maybe, people will pay attention to him again.
I just don't feel like this is going to go well.
I don't either. I don't know.
No,
don't
Tony either. Robbins.
No.
He's, can we just send him bye-bye in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Be bye. Gone.
Bye-bye.
Your time has passed, sir.
That's enough out of you, Tony.
Moving on.
Your days of getting Oprah to walk on hot coals.
They're over. They're behind you.
Yeah. Good day to you, sir. Here's another celebrity gossip mystery. Now, I don't know if we're going to actually be able to solve this, but it's salacious, so let's get
into
it.
Okay, well, we will try.
In one of the more bizarre things NT Lawyer has heard in the past month, this former Disney actress who has a sister that also acts has a service where she will play all her old shows in the background while she and her client have sex.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, wait a minute. I need to clarify here. So it's the younger sister of a former Disney actress.
No, it's a former Disney actress herself who has a sister who also acts.
Okay, got it.
So this person is the more famous sibling.
Okay, and she plays, is it her sister that plays videos of her while they have sex?
No, it's her.
No. Okay. No. Okay. It sounds like she just puts on her own videos. Yeah.
The sister, I think,
was. Bang a gong. get it on.
I think the sister was presented in the blind item for a little context, like to help us figure out who it is.
Got it.
So I don't know my Disney actresses, and very few of them that I would know, I wouldn't know if they had sisters who also act. But is this like a. Was Bella Thorne a Disney actress?
I feel like she was, right? Is this who? Of course.
Oh, because of course her sister also. Yes. Okay, read the thing.
Okay, so NT Lawyer is saying that this is one of the more bizarre stories that he has read in the past month. But if you're to believe this, Bella Thorne has a service where she will play all her old shows in the background while she and her client have sex. Gosh. Also, people pointing to Vanessa Hudgens because allegedly she has an older sister.
I didn't know she had a sister.
Her name is Stella?
Stella!
Stella!
Anyways.
So she played.
This just feels really on brand for Bella Thorne, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I thought, because I'm like, who's the like sex forward Disney star that I would know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of Bella. I mean, for those of you who don't remember, she's on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and we've heard some things. She was apparently Cece Jones on Shake It Up. Did you watch that show?
Yes. Like briefly. And who's her sister, though? That's my other question. Because I can't remember.
I don't remember her name. It's not listed here easily in her.
There's Danny, Callie, and Remy. Those are her
sisters. One of them we talked about, right? Because she came to like her sister's defense. And she also signed up on OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's right. Kaylee, Bella Thorne's sister Kaylee also joins OnlyFans. And according to this headline, it's not going well as of September.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She kind of, that backfired.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. Well,
but she's got a backup gig, apparently.
Well, she's doing something.
Well, I'm looking at her Instagram account, and it's a full moon every day of the week.
Wow.
You know, just the ways that people have been resourceful and figured out how to keep themselves busy and make money during a global pandemic is impressive.
It's true.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, let's check in with a publationship. We're going to check in with Hake, and we'll tell you what a publationship is and what a Hake is when we come back after this on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hi. And we like to check in with our publationships. What's a publationship?
There are relationships used for publicity purposes.
And we're going to check in with one that we call Hake. What is a Hake?
Hake is, that's the original French. Hake is actually the combination of Julianne Hough and Brooks Lake. And you may say to yourself, but wait, they're not in a relationship. Divorced.
They're not in a relationship. They're divorced.
It's true. Or at least the paperwork has begun. However, I would just like to point out that they are still, this is a zombie publationship. Mm-hmm. Like, they're still getting attention from their relationship. Even after it has gone the way of the dodo bird.
Attention.
Brains.
Yeah. Attention. And most recently, we know this because Julianne herself, 32-year-old dancer that she is, as she's described on Us Weekly, she took to Insties on Sunday to share a cryptic quote from writer Bianca Sparacino. So she's not even sharing, like, her words. It's a quote, which is a thing that people do on social media, which drives me up a wall.
This
but anyway,
is like a page out of Khloe Kardashian's playbook.
Oh, God. Are we talking about her? Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want to sidetrack.
Oh, so we'll get to that. Stick a pin in Khloe.
Okay. Or don't.
Or don't, because you don't know what'll come out. Anyway.
Anyway, I digress. This came out yesterday, but we didn't get a chance to, like, sit on it. And marinate in it as much as I would have hoped. So today, let's sit in
on it and marinate
the juicy words of Miss Julianne Hough and really get a flavor, savor the flavor of this ridiculousness.
Okay.
So she says in her cryptic quote from writer Bianca, would want somebody look, we need to find out who
Bianca
Sparacino is anyway.
She probably wrote like a romance novel or something. Go on.
Right.
Or a self-help book.
The truth is, love exists in so much more than just a romantic partner. Love is everything around you, and I hope you learn how to open your eyes to that. I hope you find love in every aspect of your life. I hope you find it tucked into early morning sunrises and the smell of your favorite places.
Ew.
I hope you find it strung between the laughter you share with friends. The quote then goes on to address the beauty of change. So it's all this stuff about she's clearly trying to make a point about the end of her relationship. And it's such a, like, new agey, like, sort of like nothing is real and everything's real. And we're all in this together and we're all just dust from the cosmos.
Okay,
so why care about anything?
I want to give you some context of who Bianca Sparacino is, and get ready, buckle in.
Okay, okay.
As defined by, I believe this is like her biography or something on Wikipedia, maybe. Or no, this is from her Facebook page in her About section.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Bianca Sparacino is a writer from Toronto. What?
I said sorry.
Oh.
Because I mispronounced her name.
Oh, Sparacino. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, she's a writer from Toronto, Ontario, who aims to write honestly about the beauty that arises from the contrasts of life. She has dedicated herself to turning the human condition into poetry. And she is the author of a few books, including but not limited to The Art of Letting Go, Seeds Planted in Concrete, and The Strength of Our Scars.
So that sounds right up Julianne Hough's, who likes to writhe around on massage beds and make weird noises in public.
And you know exactly what, like, how this all happened. Like, she was in a place and she had highlighted a quote in the book that she'd recently been reading. And she was like, this perfectly describes the place where I am right now. I need to share it with everybody over social media. And then Julianne Hough typed it up and shared it because she couldn't make her own words.
I know. I also, like, I love quoting people throughout history if there's something relevant that applies. Like, I'm all for that, but, like, when you take big chunks of people's words, like, first of all, why can't you just use your own words? Second of all, nobody reads that. Like, except for you. Nobody's reading that with, like, except for us. I mean, most people aren't going to go to the trouble to read your paragraphs on Instagram about love and it's all around and blah, blah, blah. So I'm just like, you know, save yourself the trouble and don't post it. Anyway, she wants us to know, if you read that quote, that basically she loves Brooks and everything's going to be great and they'll go on and be friends and lovers, but not ever love or be friends. So that's basically what she's telling us, which is a whole lot of nothing. But also in this story, really quickly, again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about a publicationship called Hake, Julianne Hough and Brooks Lake that is now over because they signed divorce documents. There was a prenup. So we know some details about their marriage. They were married back in 2017. There was a prenup. She is asking the judge to block Brooks from getting any spousal support, but apparently he's not asking for any, and she's not asking for any spousal support. So this is a pretty basic divorce situation, right?
I'm sorry, I need you to review that. So she's asking for the judge to block him from asking for spousal support, but he's not asking for it?
Okay. Yeah, so I think she's just doing that thing where she's like, just in case.
I'm not going to give it to you.
I'm not giving you any money, but he's not asking for any.
Oh, that's an interesting choice.
They did not list a date of separation, but they did cite irreconcilable differences as the reason for the split. Now, here's the delicious tidbit that came from a source speaking to Us Weekly. They missed each other and ended up hooking up a few times during their breakup and have tried to sort out their marriage and business commitments. They just can't get past their problems. But do you notice that in all of this entire experience, we've never been given a problem? All we've ever been given is just like these weird generalities and platitudes. Mm-hmm. Like, they're never, like, I want to know the real dirt.
There's got to be some real dirt. And don't try to tell me that, like, people grow apart and then they, you know.
We're just friends, like, but we're not friends.
This is all like, performative back and forth is not, has nothing to do with their relationship, right? It's like.
I also take issue with people who try to live their publicationships out loud and then act like we don't deserve to know what happened on, like.
Right.
You told me about this.
Yeah. Not only.
I care now.
You didn't just tell me. You made money off of it. By the way, tomorrow a new episode of Go Deep in the Shallow drops, and it is all about publationships. Publationships 101. So if you want more of that, you can check that out. And when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, what is your favorite part of the day? 651-641-1071 after this on My Talk 107.1.